From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. At least one person has been killed in an attack Wednesday at Afghanistan's American University in Kabul. More than 20 people have been wounded. Elizabeth Trudeau is with the State Department in the U.S.
We condemn this attack in the strongest possible terms. An attack on a university is an attack on the future of Afghanistan.
The attack began around 6:30 p.m. local time and set off about an hour of gunfire as security forces responded. So far, no group has claimed responsibility. Italian authorities say at least 159 people died in Wednesday's earthquake. Rescuers are continuing to search for people buried in the debris. The hardest hit areas include the towns of Amatrice and Akumali. A strong earthquake shook north-central Myanmar Wednesday. At least three people were killed. The quake damaged about 60 ancient Buddhist pagodas. Tremors of the 6.8 magnitude were felt in the Thai capital, Bangkok, and Kolkata in India, each around 1,000 kilometers away. The government of Colombia and FARC rebels have announced an agreement for ending a half-century of guerrilla warfare. The announcement was made in the Cuban capital, Havana, where the two sides have been in talks for nearly 4 years. The agreement foresees the demobilization of the Revolutionary Armed Forces of Colombia. It must be approved in a referendum next month and signed before it comes into effect. U.S. Vice President Joe Biden says the White House is determined to listen to every scrap of evidence Turkey provides before deciding it will extradite Muslim cleric Fethullah Gulen, who Turkey blames for organizing last month's failed military coup, a charge he denies. This is VOA News. Continuing in Turkey, in Ankara Wednesday, Biden tried to head off Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan's impatience by explaining that American courts require firm evidence before a suspect is surrendered to another country.
We are cooperating with Turkish authorities. Our legal experts are working right now with their Turkish counterparts on the production of and the evaluation of material and evidence that needs to be supplied to an American court to meet the requirements under our law.
Turkey's prime minister says any delay in sending Gulen to Turkey could harm U.S.-Turkish relations. Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump told a rally Wednesday night in Jackson, Mississippi, that voters in the U.S. face issues just as Britain. Trump, a supporter of Britain's exit from the European Union, brought out a leader of Britain's independence movement to underscore his point of view.
On June 23rd, the people of Britain voted to declare their independence, which is what we're looking to do also, folks, from their international government, which hasn't worked.
Trump said it's time for the U.S. to declare its independence from what he said is corporate control of the government, special interests, and a rigged system. Meantime, Democratic presidential nominee Hillary Clinton finally responded to Trump's repeated allegations of improprieties stemming from her affiliation with the Clinton Foundation during her time as Secretary of State. Telling a CNN interviewer, Trump's comments are, in her words, ridiculous, and said her work as Secretary of State was not influenced by outside sources. Also Wednesday, Clinton campaign proposed a public health rapid response fund, which would give the president authority to release millions of dollars to immediately tackle health emergencies without having to wait for Congress to approve the money. A U.S. defense official said Wednesday that four Iranian military vessels moved too close to a U.S. destroyer in what was called an unsafe and unprofessional encounter. The incident occurred Tuesday in the Strait of Hormuz. And U.S. Olympic gold medal swimmer Katie Ledecky threw out the ceremonial first pitch as the Washington Nationals hosted the Baltimore Orioles Wednesday night.
It's been great. I took a few days right after I got back and got some rest and kind of charged back up. And it's been great to see all my friends, just spend some time with family and be back in the D.C. area.
U.S. Olympian Katie Ledecky. I'm Michael Brown reporting in Washington. More news at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.